Welcome to Bob Cargill's Marketing Show, a ridiculously awesome podcast bursting with insightful commentaries and intriguing conversations on the topics and issues that are on the minds of marketers, advertisers, social media, and PR professionals today. Hey, everybody, this is Bob Cargill, and I am here tonight with Joe Gill. Joe and I have been planning to get together for a long time to do this podcast. Joe is a fellow marketer, a fellow social media guru, and we are here tonight at the first LinkedIn Local Boston event. I'm so excited, and Joe had a lot to do with putting this together. We're here at Industrious Headquarters, Back Bay, Boston. I can't believe where we are. We're out on a deck overlooking Boston, the Citgo sign, the Charles River, yep. Newberry
MIT,
Street.
Yeah.
And Joe, tell our audience, introduce yourself. You go into all the details, if you don't mind, about your background and about LinkedIn Local Boston.
Sure. Joe Gill, I've been doing digital marketing for about 10 years now, Got into it in 08, taking a class with Dave Merman Scott. Got hooked on it. Been working with a lot of great brands, working with agencies, so in-house, out-of-house. Social media marketing is my thing. Community engagement. Got on LinkedIn, creating content back in January. Been hooked ever since. And that kind of segues why we're here today. I met with hooked up with Omama, who set this whole thing up. And I just kind of connected with people like yourself and Zach and so forth and so on. It's just a great event, meeting great people. In the digital market space or whatever industry, it's just people being people.
I love that, Joe, people being people, and I tell my clients and my colleagues, and have been for years since I embraced social media, that social media is really the human side of business, and it's a very transparent, authentic way of marketing. And I'm curious so you have a background. You did the Sports Palooza event. I want to hear about that.
Sure.
And what, how you're doing special events, but what actually introduced you to social media? I could tell my story, but we had to hear yours.
Yeah, it was that course with David Merman Scott, right, back in 08, and the new rules of digital of marketing and PR. You probably read the book.
Yes, and I've met David.
Yeah, David's
awesome guy. Yeah,
but I was in a hotel in Bedford, Massachusetts. That's where I took the course. Now he's doing keynotes in front of tens of thousands of people, right? So that really got me hooked about the whole engagement, about the content creation, basically solving people's problems, right? Evoking emotion, getting, really striking a chord with people, because that's the whole thing about content marketing, social media marketing, what have you. And that really got me, that's what really got me, because I came from an event marketing background. So getting into the sports part that you talked about, I was at a sports technology company. I got laid off, and the PR partner we had knew I was in the sports, and he said, hey, I got a group of websites called Boston Sports Then and Now. Do you want to write for it? And I was like, well, I got nothing else going on right now because I got laid off. So what was great about that, Bob, is that I actually started to learn, about blogging, about creating content. This is back in 2010, right, when blogging was really booming.
Yeah, yep.
And I really started to understand what people resonated to, what they didn't resonate to, and how to basically adapt to your audience and to technology, if you will, because people used to like to read box scores and like little snippets about the game, right? But now they want to see David Ortiz hanging out with, hanging out with Tom Brady, having dinner in the city, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they want to see a video of. So that's what we kind of did. We moved from more of a traditional sports stories to more pop culture, and those things went great for us. I mean, I got backlinked to Deadspin. I got backlinked to Yahoo Puck Daddy, which is a big blogger on Yahoo.
Yes.
During the 13 Stanley Cup final, and then from there, I was, we called networking a lot of people on Twitter, and coming from an event marketing background, I was like, why don't we get these like-minded people in a room together, right? So coming back to, knowing how sponsorships work, knowing how, have like vendors in the room that I did in my other career, if you will, my past career. We had Comcast Sportsnet New England as a sponsor. We had Nesson. We had, had a lot of big media people and a lot of people who try to move them way up in the business, land jobs. So it's just a great story. We did that from 2010, 2017. Rest in peace.
You should be proud of that, Joe.
Very proud.
You should be very proud of that. And when you mentioned the David Ortiz, Tom Brady, I think you said something about having lunch together.
Yeah, that's what people want to see. Yeah.
It's funny. When I talk about social media, a lot of people who don't get it, detractors, if you will, the Luddites, they say, no one cares what you're eating for lunch today. And I say, actually, they do.
Yes,
and especially
do.
If you're a celebrity or if you're a CEO.
A Cody. Yeah,
and you know what? If you have someone following you on Twitter, they want to know what you're up to. So
right.
It's important to share what you're doing day to day on a regular basis. I mean, I tell clients, don't just tweet once a day. Tweet 10 times a day as much as you can.
Yep.
If people are following you, they're interested in hearing from you.
True.
That's not even a question. This is tonight like the perfect storm for you, meaning you have a background in special events. I know how much you love LinkedIn.
Yep.
Tell me about the videos you do, because you and I are both doing videos on LinkedIn an awful lot.
Yeah.
And I know for you especially, you have gained a lot of traction and met a lot of people and gaining some fame, if you will, on LinkedIn.
Fame. That's a little bit of a stretch, but thank you, Bob. But no, I just, ever since I got the video capability on LinkedIn back in January, like I was just telling Zach, and you probably heard it, it was like Christmas morning for me, because I really want to build my personal brand up. I think I'm a genuine, transparent human guy that's been through a lot. I've got laid off 4 times. I've been a cancer survivor. I've been through the gamut, right? But I came out on the other side, right? So, and I try to do those inspirational stories, and I'm kind of a no BS kind of guy, because that's what life is, right? And, you know, that's just when I want to be inspiring to people and try to help them out, too. I really care about people, not to sound cliche. I've always wanted to be around, very social. My wife's like, why do you have to have people every Friday night over? Well, because I like hanging out with people, getting to know them and meet them. So, like yourself, we connected because I was looking for a job a couple years ago. Remember when you were Overdrive?
Yeah.
So, and then we kept in touch because I love the content you do and you like the content I do. And it's just a great thing and meet so many awesome people that are genuine, transparent, and human.
That's the golden rule, Joe, by the way. You just said, love what I do, I love what you do.
Yeah.
We do unto others as we want them to do unto us.
Play it forward.
And that's a real just basic principle of social media. But you know what? I think the people who are genuinely nice guys in real life tend to be really successful on social media. I know also from following you so closely, and I feel like I know you very, very well from... Because of social media, we've only met in person
twice.
Is this only the
second time?
Second time,
sir.
Feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, show. Right, no doubt.
You had me at your first tweet.
Hello.
You coined and I won't give it away until you talk about it, certain word, hashtag on LinkedIn that I think is actually... You've copyrighted, and I honestly feel you could. I absolutely see you as a future author.
Yeah.
I see you yourself as a future keynote speaker.
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is what you want, Joe. You know I'm very optimistic.
Yeah.
We talked about David Mearman Scott. I saw him speak at back in the day before he was speaking on stages with Tony Robbins and before tens of thousands of people. So I see you as one of those people in the future.
Goodness.
So you heard it here first.
Okay.
But tell me about that term you coined on LinkedIn.
Wow, I don't know about public speaking, but we'll see. Basically, I was watching a video from Quentin Alums, who's on LinkedIn, and the creators on LinkedIn is one of the top ones, the man with the hat, I like to call him. And he's talking about why everybody on LinkedIn has to have a title, like guru or LinkedIn, creator, on and on and on, some of them being good terms, some of them not being good terms. I said, you know what you are? You're a valuancer, man. You're just bringing value to everybody. And it kind of just clicked, because... I believe you should lead with value, right? And influence is a byproduct of, because, if you bring that value and you're transparent, human, and genuine, people are just going to kind of, they said in there, you vibe attract your tribe. People are just going to believe in you, right? That's what politicians do, right, in history. They just say, say things that people resonate to, and that's why they get followed. But we know there's a lot of people in history that had influence and weren't really good people in the other day. But it's about the value you bring and, being genuine and telling you stories, because people can relate to that, you know what I mean? So yes, I did copyright it. I was inspired to do so in the middle of the night on July 3rd.
Love that.
A couple of people from quickly on LinkedIn, one had a post, Lilac Bullock said, don't wait for opportunity, create it. And then Tima, forgive me, your last name from Australia, said, you have to copyright that, Joe, you got to do it. And she's like the third person that said it to me, and she's the one that finally pushed me over the edge to do it. So I'm happy I did. My wife was like, go for it. So
it's a book title, Joe, I'm telling you.
Okay, let's do it. You got a publishing company?
The book leads to the keynotes, and the keynotes leads to the multi-million dollars in the bank account.
Not all about the money, though.
I love that. And, I was just saying that, I swear, earlier to someone else. It's passion.
Yeah.
And for some reason, social media people, we're like that. I think we're not chasing the almighty dollar. We're chasing the connection to other humans and making friends in business and in our personal lives. I'm going to come up with a business question here and throw you maybe a curveball. Doing this for business, social media, and for clients, I often get tasked with having to prove ROI.
Oh, yes.
Having to prove results, meaning, oh, great, so you're meeting people, you're hanging out, you might be drinking a beer together,
right.
You might be coming up with phrases like value answer.
Yep.
But what is that? How does that? Because business, all they care, we know.
Dollars and cents.
Yeah, we have to make a salary ourselves, and our employers, they have to prove, we have to prove our worth to them.
That's
so
it, yeah.
What is the ROI? Just going to throw it, boom, at you, of social media.
I was going to ask you about that, actually, because that is the one thing that everybody wants the answer for. And guess what? There is no answer for it, really. I tell people, if you go in using social media as a sales generator, as a sales channel primarily, you're going to be disappointed, because that's not the point of it. The point of it is to, my three C's, Bob, right? Content, connection, and community. So you produce that content that solves problems, evokes emotion, and then there's that connection with that. They connect with you as a brand, an individual, personal brand, what have you, and then they follow you. They become part of your tribe and the community. And then in time, if you are selling something, they believe in you. For instance, there's someone, Matt Gagnon, on LinkedIn. I followed his content. I believed in him. And then I bought his course on LinkedIn because he brought value to me, right? And I connected to his content. And then I follow him and what he's posting online. So that's basically what it is. You got to provide that value.
And Joe, I love it. You and I are absolutely kindred spirits. Think alike. Yes, I agree that community, content, what was the other?
Content, connection, and community.
Connections. So I think once you have great content,
connect, and
then you build the community.
Yeah.
That ultimately will lead to business value.
Absolutely.
Because, that's how we market to people.
Build the trust.
Build trust. And then they're more likely to buy from you when that time comes. And especially the younger generation, they don't fall for some of the old tried and true traditional tactics that I learned way back decades ago. I hate to admit that long ago, but
the intrusive kind of messages.
Yeah,
yep.
Interruptive marketing.
Yep.
Now this is more permission marketing,
yep.
and I hasten to even call it marketing at all. It's a conversation. It's relationships.
Yep.
And if you have a good quality, high quality product or service to offer, they like you and respect you. They're going to buy from you when that time comes. Joe, anything else you have to say to our audience as we look at the sun about to set?
Beautiful
couldn't
Boston.
Be, I wish this was a video, not an audio, because I'm telling you, the view here is spectacular.
Breathtaking.
Yeah,
sure.
Breathtaking. I mean, we've been talking about getting together in Sudbury,
yep.
or Marlborough or Framingham.
Yeah, I think we went up a couple notches.
How did we deserve this? But I think we just got lucky. We waited. Anything else to say, Joe, before we say goodbye?
The reason why LinkedIn is so good, and LinkedIn local Boston is so good, is because of that genuine personal connection to people. Because as you heard in the news, with all the influencer scams going out there, and all the fake followers and all that, and the purging they just did on Twitter and things like that, that's why it's very important to have people that speak for your brand or your personal brand that are genuine, that have that connection with people, because they're gonna smell BS a mile away.
And Joe, how can people, if they want to connect with you on Twitter, LinkedIn,
sure.
et cetera, give people your how to find you? Your handles.
My handles. JoeGill88, basically. So that's on Twitter. That's on LinkedIn. You can, if you're a Boston Bruins fan, follow me on Big Bad Bruins, my 46,000 fan base, which is incredible, too. But anyway, like I said, Bob, end of the day, I really enjoy engaging with people, providing content, and really... make an impression on people, because people have made an impression on me, like you, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. Joe Gill, folks, that is Joe Gill. He is a social media ninja, something like that, on LinkedIn.
Jedi.
Where did ninja come from? Social media Jedi. This is Bob Cargill's Marketing Show. I'm delighted to have talked to Joe Gill
tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you the next time around. Thanks, Joe.
At the movies, no.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye.